Are you happy in your salvation? Or do you have joy, peace, and long-suffering, and gentleness, meekness, and love, and all of these? Do you have all of these? Are they all working in your life? We must put them all to work. You can't just have love without having joy. But if you have love, it's going to give you joy. So we must have all these attributes working in our life.
Salvation
is
still just the same today, Brother Emmett.
Yes. It's no letting up. If it's any letting up, it's in us. It's not in God. That wasn't what I was going to try to speak on this morning. I'll try not to hold you too long. Seems like a lot of our time is gone. But what are we doing with time? Seems like it just gets away from us so fast. Are we redeeming the time? It said to redeem your time, for the days are evil. I don't have to tell you that we're living in an evil time. You know that yourself. So what do we do with our time? I don't believe they've changed the time any. It seems like we have 24 hours in a day just like they had way back. You know what happened to our time? Materialism. Not that I ain't thankful for a lot of things God has provided for us. But it's took up our time. We have so little time for Jesus. Because we got too many irons in the fire, I would say. We got too many things going at one time. Seem like it. A lot of times people have to work two jobs to make ends meet. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with that. But why don't we give God a little more of our time? I believe, as well as your money, I believe He wants some of your time. Have a little time alone with God. Have a family altar where you pray in the home. If you really prayed up before you leave to come to meeting, then you'll have a wonderful meeting. Prayer is the key. Says prayer is the key, but faith unlocks the door. Prayer. I don't believe we give enough of our time in prayer to God. Ecclesiastes says there's a time for all things. Well, we find time to go shopping. We find time to go to town and go here and go yonder and just keep going. How much time do we spend with God? That's my thought this morning. Take time to pray. It takes time to pray. You can't just kneel down and say, Lord, bless me this day. That's good, but that's not all in it. Sometime you need to say, Lord, bless my neighbor. Not just me all the time. That's what I said last night, I believe it was, when I was up here. Seemed like I request prayer for others and I forget to even think about what I need. I know if God has time, He'll come by me and help me in my needs after He tends to all these others. Have you ever been feeling maybe down and having pain, hurting, or doing this? And you turn right around and you see somebody in a lot worse shape than you in. It makes you kind of ashamed to even talk about it. Oh, may the Lord help us to spend some of our time with Jesus Christ. I knew a brother once, Steve. Went to work, say, at 6 o'clock. Well, he'd get up an hour early and he'd spend that time with the Lord. And the Lord called him into ministry. He's been a good minister ever since. We need more young people to feel the calling of God. Not just to say, I want to preach or I want to do this, but you need to feel that urge and that calling of God. Thank God for what few young ministers we have. We need to stand behind them and support them in every way we can. Because I'll tell you, it looks to me like that it's getting kind of thin with our ministry. We don't have that many anymore. We need everyone we got and some more to go along with them. If you ain't satisfied in the congregation, if you got a pastor, will you pastor? Pray for him that God will give him something new and you'll be more satisfied with him. It does us good every once in a while to say, Brother, I'm praying for you. Oh, that's wonderful to hear them kind of things. Well, he's long-winded. He preaches on too many things anyhow. I wish he wouldn't even got up. Is that in the back of your mind? Sometimes the Lord does lead me to preach on a few things. I'll tell you, talk about the television, but the radio's getting just about as bad. You can't hardly even listen to it anymore. So that's why we work Brother Holland's Saul a whole lot. We got one of his tapes in the car. When them other things try to come on the radio, we punch him in. That's a fine brother, Brother Holland Saul. May the Lord help us. Brother Larry used my text, you know, yesterday there. Of course, he used quite a few more. In Chronicles, the same chapter, the same one he used, but they tell me you don't ever get all the sweetness out of a message anyhow. 12th verse, right where he read, down through about the 15th or maybe so or more so. And the Lord appeared to Solomon by night and said unto him, I have heard thy prayer. Ain't it wonderful that the Lord will hear our cry? I have chosen this place to myself for an house of sacrifice. If I shut up heaven that there be no rain, or if I command the locusts to devour the land, or if I send pestilence among my people, if my people, which are called by my name, Church of God, God is depending upon every one of us, not just the ministers, not just the deacons, not just the trustees, not just the song leader, but each individual. God is depending upon you to pray. That's the first thing he says, is my people, which are called by my name, will pray. Then what did he say? And humble themselves. Humble, this is a humble rap. This is not, we're not running in a race. It ain't for the swift and it ain't for this and that, but it's those that endure to the end. That's what this race is for. You and I are in a race. We're moving. If we, you know, running water, it purifies itself ever so far down the river. But you take standing water, it gets stagnated. So if we're not moving in our Christian experience from time to time, we get where we get at ease. We relax too much. We need God all times, every moment of our lives. Without Him, we could not exist in this time world. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray, and seek my face, and turn from their wicked ways. Well, I skipped it, didn't I? call by my name shall humble themselves and pray. You know, it's good. And I know we do that, to kneel on our knees, everyone that can, when we pray, when we have prayer. But how is this inner man? Is he humble? That's what I believe the Scripture is talking about. If we'll just have a humble heart, submissive will,
yes,
that we might do His will, not our will. Not my will, Father, but Thy will shall be done in me. We must humble this other man down, that he might be humble. Then we'll hear from God. Well, you got to get in that humble position before you can pray.
Oh, Lord.
Then pray, it says, and pray. So we thank God that He can humble us down and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways. Then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. Oh, our land is infested. Not the real earth itself, but the inhabitants in the land is real infested. Of course, you can't hardly raise a garden for the insects and the pestles that eat up your vegetables and your stuff. But I believe the Lord is talking about the inhabitants of the land. Way back when, of course, I ain't that old, but I'm getting on up there. A lot of things, little bitty children, 8 and 9 years old, no more than I knew when I was 18, about things that we happened in the home in different places. Oh, may God help us. I just stop and think. I had an old preacher once preach to John Willard, and when you get through at night, he'd say, "Now, parents, go home, mind your children." A lot of times that's just about the way it is, ain't it? Go home, mind your children. If we're not careful, they'll lead us on around and around and around and around and just keep going. I don't know how I got off on that. Heal their land. Now mine eyes shall be open and mine ears attentive unto the prayer that is made in this place. So we see we must humble ourselves and we must pray. We must seek God's face. We must turn from anything that's not like God. Put God first in our lives in everything we do or say. Let God be pleased with our walk of life here in this damn world. I think about Brother Frankie Millis. I love the brother and his wife and two little children. God spared him. Well, God spared him for a purpose. We pray that God will help him to find what God has for him in store. Henceforth, we don't know. But God can reveal Himself unto us. I have a little gospel tract here I want to read a little of now. If any of this kind of fits you, well, don't blame me. Just thank God and ask Him to help you in it. This is a man that didn't have no time. No time is the titling of it. As I said a while ago, what we do with our time. Well, that's my business. I'll do what I want. It's my time.
We all bought with a price. Jesus Christ paid that price. We're not our own. Whether we live or die, do it unto the Lord. We just stirred us over what little God has given us to tend to here in this time world. We own none of it. I thank God for the good cars and the good homes and the good clothes and the good food and stuff He provides for us. But it's by the mercy of God. And then my heart bleeds sometime when I think about those over in Africa and different places are starving to death for food, little children. We have so abundance of everything. America has abundance of everything they'd ever want in this time world, but they have so little of God. They left God out of their plans. When you leave God out of your plan, you're already in trouble. Not going to be in trouble, you're already in trouble. When you quit praying, you're going to be in trouble there. When you quit reading the Word of God, when you quit meeting together, as the Scripture says, you're going to fail. When you fail, it's not just you, but look at those around you that might fail too. Said, well, Mom and Daddy, they don't go to meeting on Wednesday night. First thing you know, they skip Sunday night. Well, it must not be much to it or they'd be there. That's the way your children looks at it. I've known a man down in Louisiana that was him and his whole little family was really filled up a bench there and there every service that went on and he failed. And then his whole family got out. Two of his boys is done dead, gone, real young. At one time, Lord, they were serving the Lord at the best of their ability. Filled a bench up with the family. It's vacant now. They're not there anymore. That could happen to you and I if we're not careful. Well, this man, he said, no time. I don't have time. Said, I knelt to pray, but not for long. Had too much to do. Ain't that the way our life is going now? Too much to do? Do you have so much to do that you can't give Jesus a little of your time? Too much to do. Must hurry off to work, to get to work. For bills will soon be due. Oh, may God help us this morning. I'm not pointing a finger at nobody, but I believe as a church of God as I know it, I believe we slack on prayer. And when I say that, I'm talking about all of us. I'm included in that. Have you ever got up in the morning and seemed like you were so rushed? You had so much you wanted to get done that day and fool around and didn't pray? You'd get out and go to doing whatever you was going to do and nothing go right. Seemed like everything you just fumbled it. That's because you didn't take a little time for Jesus. I found out in my life that early morning prayer is what counts. We need to pray and ask God to give us strength for our day. Help us, Lord, to be a blessing to someone this day. Not pour it all, not rake it all upon yourself. But just ask God, let your life be a blessing to someone today. But this man had to hurry off to work. He had a whole lot he needed to get done. The bills was coming in. I know you got to work to pay bills. I'm not talking about that. And so I said a hurried prayer. Does that fit us? We just hurry up, seemed like. I don't know. We're living in a fast world. Have you ever had people to whoop right by you and then turn off right in front of you? They couldn't wait 2 more seconds and they could have turned off without doing all that. You go to the grocery store and you get a few groceries and you stand in a long line to get paid out, to get out of there. You go to these fast food places to get a hamburger, you stand in a long line there. But everybody's in a hurry. They want to just get ahead of each other. And so I said a hurried prayer, jumped up from off my knees. My Christian duty now was done. We just get down and say, it's good to pray for your own family. I want you to. But you know, it just ain't me and my wife and my children. That ain't praying and getting a hold of God. When we really humble our hearts down before God and come before Him with fear and trembling, like I said the other night in that message, one day we're going to meet Him face to face. What would it be like to just stand face to face with God? Look Him right in the eye. Said, yes, Lord, I was eyes to the blind. I was feet to the lame. I helped those that was in need. It's a great ministry out in the field. I think about it so much. Just a kind word sometimes goes a long ways. We got a lot of old people. We got a lot of young people. We got a lot of middle-aged people. They all need a kind word once in a while. Some encouraging to press on. I know we're living in perilous times. We're living in the end time. So many people, their hearts failing them. So much cancer, so much affliction upon the people. It's not just upon the world. It's upon some of our brothers and sisters. We see those, Lord, that fought a good fight, kept the faith right up to the end, went on out to be with the Lord. Oh, how that encourages my faith, how that strengthens me. Because I know unless the Lord comes, I might be just in the same furnace that some of these have been in. We each and every one, what did they pray? Said they went to pray for a dear old sister once and she was real bad. So, won't know she won't have anything to say. She wanted that song, Lord, keep me in the furnace a while longer. She was already in the furnace, but she wanted to get all that God had for her. She wanted all the dross burn off. Job was broke out from his scalp of his head to the sole of his foot with sore balls. We can't even stand one, can we? May God help us. My Christian duty now is done. My soul could be at ease. Woe to them that are at ease in Zion. Brothers and sisters and loved ones, we don't have no time to be at ease. Our time is running out. Soon it'll be no more time, there'll be eternity. And if we're going to do anything for God, we need to be up and about it. Now, today's the day. Tomorrow is not promised to any one of us.
What is your life but a vapor? You see it and it vanishes away. What is your life? Even you live to be 100 years, seem like it goes by so fast. May the Lord help us to draw closer to God. All through the day, I had no time to speak a word of cheer. No time to speak of Christ to friends. They'd laugh at me. If you be ashamed of me, I'll be ashamed of you when I come before my Father and His angels. Christ will deny us if we deny Him. Prayer. This man had a problem, didn't he? He said, no time to speak of Christ to friends. They'd laugh at me. I feared. I believe we heard this morning, love casts out perfect fear. If we still have fear, we're not in perfect harmony and love with God. That's what the Bible says, not what I said. No time. Too much to do. Seems like that's the trend of the world. They got too much to do. They got to go to the ball game. They got to go on vacation. I had a tape once about wonder with Jesus. Was he gone on vacation? This elderly man come to the church building and it said, sorry, gone on vacation, the pastor. He said, wonder when the time come would Jesus be gone on vacation. I ain't saying nothing. Now don't get me wrong. If you want to go on vacation, that's your business. But we need to work for God, even on vacation. I've heard a different one testifying about a trip they made and how they witnessed to different ones. And so wherever we at, we need to still live this kind of life. I wouldn't trade it for 100 worlds. I knew before the Lord saved me that there had to be a better way than I was traveling. And sure enough, it was. This is a wonderful way. The way of a transgressor is hard. The way that I was living was a hard life until the Lord seen fit to save my soul. I believe others here could say the same thing. I don't know how long you've been saved, but if you're saved, just hang in there and keep fighting. Keep battling. Yes. One day it'll all be over. We'll all gather together with Jesus. And then that's going to be a wonderful time. I look forward to it. It says, no time, too much to do. That was my constant cry. I talked to a lady up home there once. She drove a school bus. I invited her to come to the chapel. At that time, they lived just maybe 2 miles from the chapel. She said, I don't have time. I drive a school bus 5 days a week, and then she works somewhere else the other 2 days. Said, I don't have time to go to church. Several people we talked to said, I'm sure glad you opened that little chapel up. I said, well, if you're glad we opened it up, why don't you come and help us to keep it open? It ain't no trouble to get people to go to a ball game or a skating rink or pool hall or them kind of things. Man, they just flock in there. You mentioned coming to meeting? No time like this fellow. He didn't have no time to go to meeting.
Says it ain't much to that anyhow. They all old fogies and can't do nothing. That's what the woman asked my brother-in-law one time. She asked him about different things. He said, no, I don't do them things no more. I don't go to them places. Says, well, what do you live for? I said, the Lord. That's what we live for, the Lord. But people out there don't understand that. No time to give to those in need. That's what I said in the other part of my message. If you got extra money this Christmas, don't go buy light bulbs and put around your house and things like that. Buy some food and give it to the poor. You can find someone that don't have like we have if you really search out. I believe you could spend that money more wisely than to spend it on Christmas things. The Bible says that's paganism, these holidays like that. You might have been expecting to decorate your house up. If you do, the next door neighbor's going to do his bigger. It just runs in a cycle like that. Everybody tries to outdo the other one. I don't say lights ain't pretty. But you know, down in the parts, some parts of the towns, they have the blinking lights. That's what draws people into wickedness. Light is something that'll draw your attention, your eyes. I was coming to meeting this morning. There was a big old Santa Claus sitting out for somebody's house. Image of Santa Claus. I said, look at there. They got Santa Claus there already. Do you believe in Santa Claus? You believe in Christmas trees, putting them up? Do you believe in the Lord? His word condemns a lot of these worldly things that people still follow after. You know, he was talking about the tradition of the elders. The Bible said it was some things that was for us to do and some things not for us to do. So back in the old Bible, a lot of times things they done, it wasn't for us to do today. Now to live for God and live right, that was for us today too. Didn't have no time to pray, too much to do. That was my constant cry. No time to give to those in need. At last was time to die. Now he went through life, taking no time for the Lord. But now it come time for him to die. As it is appointed unto men that wants to die and in the judgment. But he said he didn't have no time for any of this other. But now it come down, at last was time to die. And when before the Lord I came, within his hand he held a book. It was the book of life. Your name I cannot find. I once was going to write it down, but never found the time. If you have no time for Jesus, he won't have no time for you. Song here.
I'm going to read a little bit. 410 in the songbook. It says, have you any time for Jesus? Dear ones, if we don't take time for Jesus now in this time world, when we do come down, as the man here said, at last it come time for him to die. He won't take no time for you. You hear what the Lord was saying? Had a book within his hand, and it was the book of life. God looked into his book and said, your name I cannot find. I once was going to write it down, but never found the time. Oh, I want to get saved. I once was saved, but I lost out with the Lord. I want to get back with the Lord, but I got so many other things that I got to do first before I can get saved. I just couldn't live it that way. Y'all too strict. You're too straight. I agree with you. You can't live it without God. It's not us. It's God lives in us. We represent Jesus Christ, not ourselves. This song over here in 410, it says, have you any time for Jesus? While this fleeting moment roll, while the time is just flying by us, do we have any time for Jesus? Is this mortal life so busy that you cannot save your soul? Is all of these other things as important as getting your soul right with God? This building should be full. Should have to put chairs in the aisle. That goes to show you, people don't have no time for Jesus. They got time to revel on in sin. They got time to do everything out there their hearts desire does, but no time for Jesus. To save your soul, the next one says, have you any time for Jesus? Can it be, life's journey through, that you have no time to serve Him? Oh, I don't say for anybody to wait till. I ain't saying you couldn't get saved at the end, but oh, how precious it is to work for God and serve Him. If the Lord draws and deals with people on their deathbed, it's not sure that God will deal with you. Had a track once, young man kept putting God off. Come down toward the end, he got sick and his body got racked with pain. And he said, where's that little voice that followed me all down through the years? He said, I can't hear it no more. God had forsaken him. God had left him. He gave him opportunity and opportunity to come and get saved. And he wouldn't do it. He put God off. If we keep putting God off, he'll withdraw his spirit from you and may never deal with you anymore. Dear man in Jonesville, Louisiana there, he was near dead in the hospital. The ministers went and tried to persuade him to turn to the Lord, give yourself to the Lord. He said, no, my life has been just like a cigarette. And I've used it right up to the butt end, and I'm not going to give God that. And he went out that way, unprepared to meet God. Who knows? So many going out into eternity, who might be next? Who knows? Time for business, time for pleasure. Time to revel on in sin. Will you not take time for Jesus or invite Him to come in? Time for everything except Jesus.
If you have no time for Jesus, ere you pass beyond the blue, in the resurrection morning, He will have no time for you. May the Lord bless us with these few thoughts. The last part of this says, for what shall it profit a man if he should gain the whole world and lose his own soul? St. Mark 8:36, if you want to look it up. May the Lord bless us this morning. Don't quit praying. Don't quit seeking God's face. Keep a humble heart and walk the straight and narrow way. Any of this fit you here this morning, you don't have to be that way. God will help you in your prayer life. He'll help you in reading the Word of God. He'll help you in helping others. I don't know whether I even had that on or not. Looked like I had it halfway. I hope you heard me back there. I don't even believe I had this thing working right. May the Lord bless us.